going on this weekend. We just can't catch that break we need.
I thought one of the best shots from our point was on Saturday night when Watson took that late wrister and just kind of sent it in there. And,
sure.
And I, correct me if I'm wrong, but sometimes those are better because not only it's easier to redirect, but if they do hit something, they don't necessarily fly to the board so far.
Kick off to the corner or whatnot, and sometimes they're quicker too. You don't have the big windup, the guys don't get a chance to block them. Goalie might get out of position a little bit and whatnot. For all those reasons, you're right, Dirk, and we work on that a lot in practice with our defensemen, just agility shooting, getting pucks through, getting away quick, trying to change your angle and whatnot. So it's something we have worked on, but like I said, we're continue to move on, keep on keeping on is our new slogan, I think, Dirk, here. And, you know, things will break. What you have to do as a coach, and it's a process, and you have to have your standards of play in line, and then you have to go out and try to execute all those things. If you execute A, B, C, D, E, you know, then you can look up the scoreboard, and most nights you're going to win the hockey game. If you're not getting A or B or whatever done, most nights you're not going to win. Unfortunately, we're doing a lot of those things every night, and we're just not getting the results for them. But I like this team a lot. I was telling a couple of our captains, you know, you know as a coach and as a player when you have no chance, when the games you've been in, you've lost. You know, you hoped to win or got outshot badly and kept the game close or whatever. But you know when you have a team and you can compete and play with other teams, and I really feel good about this team. Okay. I mean, I can't recall a team where we walked away from and say we have no chance or we shouldn't have won that game. I mean, almost every series, you know, even the Notre Dame series, we played well in both those games other than one half. And then when you look at our goals for and against, we've lost 9-1 goal games, 3-2 goal games that were basically one goal games late in the game. So we're right there. But the key is you have to score more than they do, and we have to find a way to score. And one of the big things is our power play. I think given the whole picture, it's the power play. There's where you have a chance to, you know, now it's not 5-on-5 or you get them out of your systems, but you have to try and find that one goal a game, maybe the odd game, 2 goals a game on the power play, which will really help you. And that's one of the area, you know, we're really struggling at this year.
All right, we'll take a break. Be back. We've got a lot more of the Mel Pearson Show coming your way, including your questions that are filing in. If you have a question, you can email it to me, dj@themix93.com. Do it as soon as possible, okay? And so we can have them all ready for a coach. More of the Mel Pearson Show right after these.
Welcome back, Michigan Tech students. The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore, located in the Memorial Union, is here to serve you and help you save money. The Campus Bookstore has the most used textbooks in the local area for sale. Plus, you can even rent your textbooks and save even more money. The Campus Bookstore offers value, service, and convenience on campus. So stop in today or order online at bookstore.mtu.edu. And also like their Facebook page to see their weekly specials.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a registered representative with Diversified Financial Concepts, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. Diversified Financial Concepts is located south of Houghton on West M26, 1 mile past the mall in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Investments offered through Invest Financial Corporation, member FINRA, SIPC.
We want to help you love your home. Hi, this is Jordan from Gartner's Gallery in Hancock. Our goal at Gartner's Gallery is to make love your home a reality for you. That's why we give you more than just an incredible selection and very, very competitive pricing. That's why we have a gallery-style showroom and 2 full-time professional designers to help the decorator in you choose the perfect furniture, flooring, lighting, and decor. A professional decorator at no extra charge. We won't charge you more. We just give you more. Gartner's Gallery in Hancock. Love your home.
With United Express flights direct to Chicago, the possibilities are endless. Well-timed flights from Houghton County Memorial Airport provide passengers with access to nearly 570 daily flights heading to more than 125 domestic and more than 30 international destinations. United connects Chicago to more of the world than any other airline. Plus, frequent flyer members can accrue United Mileage Plus miles to use for award travel on United and its 28 Star Alliance partners. It's close to home and reliable.
Book now at united.com.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance? Join the crowd. Whether you're single, married, have a house full of kids, are retired and aging gracefully, whatever your situation, the Turbo Agency can help you put together an insurance program that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. The Turbo Agency, an independent insurance agency, offering more insurance companies to choose from. More choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. The Turbo Agency, serving the entire Keweenaw from downtown Hancock.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. I tell you what, Coach, we'll go right to some questions just to make sure we get them in. And
I got one here, Derek. Can I go to your first one? I got one yesterday, an email, and someone wanted to know basically, they said they've noticed that, our sticks are being tied up a lot this year by the opposition. He referred to the Bowling Green mostly, and then he also made a second comment that it does not seem like our defense do the same job or do as good a job when our opponents are in front of the net. So he just wants to know if that's a misconception on his part and what we do to actually teach both the offense part to try and get your stick open and defensively. And I don't think it's a misconception, but maybe other teams are doing a better job than we do, but we do it a lot in practice, and where our defensemen are constantly manning up on guys and getting their sticks. And we talk about that a lot. Anytime the puck is, at the point or even behind the net and you're in front of the net, you have to get the other player's stick. You can't have your, stick around his waist or, in between his legs or whatever. You have to have it either underneath or over his stick. So we do a lot of what we call man-on-man drills, whether it's 2-on-2, 1-on-1, 3-on-3. We do some 3-on-5 where there's 3 defensive guys and 5 offensive guys, and the puck goes to the offensive blue line and shots go through. So it's a good drill for both offensively trying to get your stick open and get open and defensively picking sticks up. So we work on that probably about 2 or 3 times a week. But it's constant. You have to continue. Hockey's a game of habits, and you have to get in good habits, and we have to do a better job defensively. Like third goal, we have a guy standing right with one of their guys, but he's not getting a stick. He's got his stick up around his waist. And you just have to hope and trust your player that they're going to do the right thing in that situation. So, good question, good observation.
Yeah, because guys are so strong these days. You can tie them up body-wise think that you have them tied up body-wise, and then that stick is...
Just for a redeflection or deflection. So, you have to make sure you get sticks when you're on the defensive zone and defensive side of the puck.
Very good question. Let's move on to another question. Jimmy Davis hasn't played yet this season. Could he be a candidate to redshirt this year?
Well, he could. And, as the season winds down, you have to be careful, whether to get him in or not, because that could affect his red shirt. So Jimmy's ready to play. I mean, he's still a little bit behind, I think, conditioning-wise, and hopefully this week where we're not playing, he'll get in a real good week of practice and get some great conditioning in. But we thought about taking him to Big Rapids, because he worked so hard, but it wouldn't have been fair to him to take him there and then, plug him into that being his first game of the year. Because too bad, because he came back in great shape, and the injuries have really derailed his progress this year, but because he looked like he was ready to go. So that's a good question. We're not sure at this point. If he can help our team, though, we'll probably play him this year.
The one thing he really has going for him, he is still such a young kid. In right out of high school.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. So, and we have to look to what's best for him as well as what's best for our team also.
With our reported long list of commitments already, Coach, are we still actively recruiting, or are we just scouting potential future recruits?
Well, we're actively recruiting for next year and the future. I mean, you're always looking for the right piece of the puzzle. A kid like Cliff Watson comes to mind. Like, he came in late last year, and you never know how your team's going to shape up or shake down at the end of the year. Whether you have early signings, some guys leave early, you never know what your recruits are going to do. We had a couple that have had tough years this year that have been injured, so it looks like they'll go back and play another year junior. So you're always not only looking at the present, but keeping an eye on the future also. So no, we're actively recruiting for sure.
Out of the 46 shots on Saturday night against Ferris State, Coach, how many exactly were considered grade A in your opinion?
Well, I would say 15 grade A to 20, but 15 for sure where you considered a good scoring chance. And we have a chart that we chart grade A scoring opportunities. And the area, there's a couple ways you do it. You do it on the actual shots, or, you know, sometimes you don't even hit the net, but you mm-hmm. give them a grade A yeah. chance, you know, whether it's on a 2-on-1 or breakaway or something like that. So it's actually shots on goal versus, you know, pretty good plays where you might miss the net and don't even get a shot on net. So that's the other part of it. You know, on a breakaway, you might go in and miss the net, but is that considered a grade A scoring opportunity? Yes. You know, you can't give up a breakaway like that. So now, we had some really good opportunities. I mean, the one in the third where he just gets the butt end of a stick on it. Oh, somehow. Yeah. I mean, it was...